Well, tomorrow in El Salvador, a debate that has roiled the Catholic Church for decades will come to a close. Oscar Romero, the late Archbishop of San Salvador, will be beatified. That's the final step before sainthood. Joining us from San Salvador is John Allen, Associate Editor for the Boston Globe and for Crux, which covers the Catholic Church for the Globe. John, thanks for being here.
It is a pleasure to be with you.
Well, and remind us, first of all, about Oscar Romero for people who aren't familiar with him.
Well, Oscar Romero was early in his career a fairly conventionally conservative, traditional, button-down Salvadoran cleric. In 1977, somewhat unexpectedly, he was named the Archbishop of San Salvador, which made him, in effect, the leader of the National Church. Shortly after that, one of his closest friends, a Jesuit priest by the name of Rutilio Grande, was shot to death for standing up to the country's, what was then basically its oligarchic power structure. That loss, by all accounts, in some ways radicalized Romero, and he emerged very quickly as the most important spokesperson in El Salvador in favor of human rights, against abuses of authority, and in favor of justice for the poor, at a time, of course, when El Salvador was on the cusp of what would turn out to be a bloody 12-year civil war. And for those positions that threatened the powers that be, Romero was shot to death while saying mass on March 24th, 1980, an assassination for which no one in the 35 years since has ever officially been charged, although a 1993 United Nations investigation concluded that it was engineered by a right-wing El Salvadoran politician with links to the military named Roberto Dabasan. So Romero would, in effect, be the most important, the most iconic, if you like, contemporary martyr of the Catholic Church.
And by the way, the military regime, the right-wing regime in El Salvador that Romero was speaking out against and was opposed to was backed by the United States.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, ironically, one of his last acts before being shot to death was to write then U.S. President Jimmy Carter to ask him to stop funding the right-wing military regime in El Salvador, arguing that all they know how to do is oppress and abuse their own people. That legacy of U.S. involvement in Central America, and specifically in El Salvador, is very much tied up with the story of Oscar Romero.
But for decades, the Catholic Church has not wanted to call Romero a martyr, saying that his assassination didn't meet the traditional test for martyrdom.
That's true, although, you know, by conventional standards, sainthood causes often take centuries to unfold. So reaching the penultimate step within 35 years, historically speaking, is fairly rapid. But it is fair to say that Romero's sainthood cause from the moment he died became a lightning rod and a point of division in the Catholic Church. One of the issues was whether he had been killed for religious reasons or political motives, which has to do with the traditional test for martyrdom in the Catholic Church, that you have to be killed in odium fidei, meaning in hatred of the faith. Some conservative Latin American cardinals felt that if a halo were to be awarded to Oscar Romero, it would be misunderstood as an endorsement of radical leftist Marxist politics and guerrilla warfare. Others worried that it would be seen as a blessing for liberation theology, which was and still is a movement within the Catholic Church that began in Latin America, seeking to place the church on the side of the poor. And its critics saw it as an effort to sort of baptized Marxist insurrection. On the other hand, I also think that Saturday's beatification to some extent marks a definitive end to the controversy over Oscar Romero.
And the move to get to Saturday's beatification began with Pope Benedict and then, of course, continued now with the support of Pope Francis.
That's right. I mean, it's worth remembering that Pope Benedict, when he was still a cardinal, as Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, had been the Vatican official that to some extent waged some fairly titanic battles with the liberation theology movement. But in the course of all that, he also developed a real appreciation for Archbishop Romero. And so as Pope, he removed what had been a kind of informal block that was placed on the canonization process prior to that point. And then, of course, with the election of Francis in March 2013, the first Latin American pope in history, I think, felt a special personal and biographical desire to be the one who would carry Oscar Romero across the finish line.
Do you see this as part of a larger just move to the left, a dramatic move to the left by the Catholic Church under this pope?
No, I think what the beatification of Romero signifies instead is that the old left-right battles over liberation theology are basically over, and what has taken hold is a moderate consensus which goes like this. If Oscar Romero and liberation theology, if what that means is putting the church on the side of the poor and on the side of justice, then the official answer to that is yes. Now, if liberation theology means Marxism, and it means armed insurrection, and it means class warfare, then the answer is no. I think that is the centrist consensus in Catholicism after the dust settled from the 80s and 90s. I think it was waiting for a centrist pope to sort of lift it up and make it official policy, and that is, in effect, what is happening under Pope Francis.
John Allen, associate editor at the Boston Globe and at Crux, which is the Globe site that's devoted to covering the Catholic Church. John, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And stay with us much more ahead as we get into this holiday weekend edition of Here and Now, Here and Now.